My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. This is Never Heard That. Our focus for the show today is the Australian band Men at Work and the song It's a Mistake from their 1983 album Cargo. Men at Work had a brief but hugely impressive stay in the music industry. Formed in 1979, they delivered three albums before they disbanded in 1986. The original band was Colin Hay on lead vocals and guitar, Ron Strykett on guitar, John Rees on bass, Jerry Spizer on drums, and Greg Hamm on flute, sax and keyboards. After doing the pub and club rounds, the band self-financed a debut single in 1980 called Key Punch Operator, backed by a track called Down Under. Men at Work signed with CBS Records in early 1981, and their first official single, Who Can It Be Now, was released later that year. It was very successful in Australia and New Zealand, reaching number one in both countries, but it and the record that it came from, Business As Usual, was rejected by the US parent company. Thanks to the persistence from the local branch there, the album did get released in the US in mid-1982. Who Can It Be Now gained airplay in Canada, and with the band supporting Fleetwood Mac through Canada and the US, the song went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in October 1982. And in the following month, Business As Usual began a 15-week run at number one on the Billboard Top 200. While Who Can It Be Now was still in the top 10 in the US, Down Under was finally released in that market. It entered the US charts at number 79, and 10 weeks later it was at number one. By January 1983, Men at Work had the top album and single in both the US and the UK, an achievement never previously done by an Australian act. Perhaps not surprisingly, they won the Grammy Award for the Best New Artist in 1983. Further, the track Down Under is an unofficial national anthem for Australia. One thing that has certainly impressed me about that track over time is that it still sounds as fresh today as when it was first recorded nearly 40 years ago. Their second album, Cargo, was actually recorded and completed in mid-1982, but was held back due to the continuing enormous success of their debut. When it was released in May 1983, it reached number one in Australia, number two in New Zealand, number three in the US, and number eight in the UK. Not quite the peak of Business As Usual, but extraordinary numbers nonetheless. Somewhere along the line, things must have taken a toll on the band. Rees and Spizer left prior to the recording of 1985's third and final album, Two Hearts, and Strykett, the co-writer with Hay of that debut single that included Down Under as the B-side, left during its production. Overall, the Two Hearts album moved away from the proven Men at Work formula that had been so successful and ultimately slipped quietly away and was not successful. By early 1986, and with Hay wanting to go solo, the band was no more. There was a partial reunion of the band in the mid-90s, and from time to time there has been sporadic shows, but in the early years of the 80s, few bands were flying as high as Men at Work. It is easy to forget this, and today's track is a reminder of their ability of crafting a great tune. Here is the song It's a Mistake by Australian band Men at Work from their 1983 album Cargo.
Surface noise now, not much to say. They got the bad guys on the run. Don't try to say you're sorry. Don't say he drew his gun. They've gone and grabbed old Ronnie. He's not the only one. Saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Tell us, Commander, what do you think? 'Cause we know that you love all that power. Is it on them? Are we on the brink? We should all throw in the towel. We'll not fade out too soon. Not in this finest hour. We'll sell your favorite tune. We'll send a card and flowers, saying it's a mistake.